This is TWiT.
They're also doing the Swift Student Challenge. So it's actually in Swift Playgrounds, I think. So you create a Swift Playground on the topic of your choice. Winners will get the highly coveted WWDC 20 jacket and pin set. How else can we get that? I want that.
Yeah.
The Swift Student Challenge winners were actually announced. And
oh, it's over.
The great thing about it was everybody won. It was 350 entrants and 350 people won, which I thought was really sweet.
Oh, that's really great.
It's also a little bit like a big treasure hunt, and then we find out, oh, the prize was love. Like, come on.
Well, think about this, though,
nice,
Andy.
But still, come on.
Think about this. Usually, you know, however many people attend WWDC get the jacket and pins, right? There are only 350 people with those jacket and pins, and it's those Swift Developer Challenge students. Like, they did win. They won something really cool.
This is so cool.
Do any of them take like a size 46 jacket and do any of them need a few $100 right now?
I'm sure one or two will go on eBay. You know, tuition's expensive these days. A lot of them are.
There you go.
A lot of them have to pay college tuition. I guess these are. I'm looking at the newsroom announcement of the winners, which was on the 16th. So shame of me. Oh no, that's today. Never mind.
It just happened this morning.
Okay. Are these the pins or I love the I love.
I don't
Decode
think we've
pin.
Seen the pins.
I want the I love Decode pin. That's really cool. neat stuff. And read the press release because some of these kids are going to change the world. This is really, really exciting stuff from all over
There's nothing more exciting than like really, really young people who have not been taught what won't work and what has been tried before. They just have an idea in their head of what they want to exist, and then they make it exist.
Well, and that's, by the way, I got to point out the beauty of Swift and the platform is you can be a high schooler and develop something pretty polished and amazing.
No, it's I'm so jealous of young people who are learning to code because every 10 years I really have to. It was so tough to break myself out of the pre-object oriented programming mindset that I had molded my brain on since I was like 10 years old. It was there were kids that were like I was like 22, 23, and their kids were like 10 years old, and because they started learning like objective languages, it's like but wait a minute, you don't have to do a loop. Wait a minute, where did you break out of the it's exciting now that when you have kids who now are growing up knowing that you can the best way to write an effective program that does magical things is to write only the most specific code to your app as possible and support the framework that you've been given, because not only there are a lot of like older programmers that are suffering right now in the App Store because they have been trained to solve a problem however it has to be solved. If the systems that Apple gives them for writing certain pieces of code doesn't work, they will find a way to work around it to make sure that their app does what they want. Whereas a younger developer is going to say, oh wow, well look, here's this brand new system for networking. I'm certainly going to use this stack. I'm not going to do any modifications to it. I'm not going to use the 10-year-old stack that I created myself, and because it's what our entire shop is based on. This is why a 12-year-old can rocket so far ahead a 20-year-old, 30, 40-year-old programmer.
Well, so some of the winners include Sophia Ongale. She is a sophomore at Fordham University, created an app for resources for survivors of sexual assault. Another one is Palesh Taneja. He grew up in New Delhi. He got dengue fever when he was a kid, so he created an app that will predict how mosquito-borne diseases would spread. But my favorite is this one from Devin Green. He's a high school senior in Castro Valley, California. Devin had trouble getting up in the morning, so he designed a program that uses a pressure mat under his mattress. If the weight is still on the mattress after he's supposed to be up, an alarm goes off, but he can't stop the alarm until he uses his phone to scan a QR code. He says, there are 12 QR codes around my house, and they're randomized every morning, so I never know where to go to shut the alarm off.
Oh, my God. That was That was like it's one really of my first clever. Apple script. I don't know if it was my first HyperScript or my first Apple script, where it was an alarm clock that would choose a random number and then calculate the square of it, display that square, and it would not turn off the volume until I typed in what the square root of that number was.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, wow. That
kills two birds with one stone. You get to learn your square roots. And you also
wake up.
Get up. he is graduating this year, which is hard. I'll tell you what, because they didn't get to walk. They didn't even have classes for the last half of the year. He's going to Stanford in the fall. So congratulations to all of the winners, 350 winners. That's really fantastic.